Good afternoon. Morning.
Is that LK Mobile?
4EEE, monitoring and mobile.
4EEE, good morning. My name is Shane, N4ZLK.
Hello, Shane. This is Jeff. That's Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot. I don't know why some people hear it as Joe.
Nice to meet you. I think I've heard you before. I don't know if we've ever spoken, but the call sounds very familiar.
Don't know how I got so lucky as to have a random call sign selected for me that looks like coffee, because that's like my favorite drink.
That's really good. My son-in-law, he was a KO480W, I believe that's what his original call was, and he upgraded and got a vanity call, K4HNR. His name is Connor. He thought that looked pretty close to Connor.
Pretty good. I'm going to try to hold on to this call. I kind of like it.
What is it is if you let your license expire for, I think, more than 2 years, so shouldn't be too hard to keep it.
It for about a year and a half. It'll be 2 years coming up in June. So I actually need to study and get my general so I can get a little bit more bandwidth.
I got my Tech Plus and Novice and Tech back in the early 90s. Then they made it a Tech, they called it a Tech Plus there when they changed all the licenses. And it took me several years because I wasn't really involved. I had radio in the truck, but I didn't have a HF rig up. Didn't do a lot with it. And I finally upgraded, I think maybe 2013, 2014, something like that. And it was definitely worth it.
I got a whole bunch of other things going on, and if I got spare time, I might as well work on that. But after the dust settles, I got two or three HF rigs and stuff sitting in the shop, just waiting to be set up and used. So there's definitely a little bit of motivation there.
It's also a lifetime hobby, so something you can enjoy for life. The only thing that changes is the technology. Some of this technology has left me behind because I haven't kept up with it. But I pretty much just like just getting on and conversing. So I haven't gotten into all the digital stuff yet.
If you wanted to, I got a hold of the Anytone 878 handheld. I won't necessarily condone it just yet because I ain't made one single contact and I've had the thing for a year. But BridgeComs, where I went through, and they had a class on, they have classes on it. And I got there's a DMR call sign or numbers or something I signed up for as well to be registered for DMR. But outside of that, the digital is pretty neat.
Sure it is. I hear there's a lot of guys involved in it, and there's a lot of aspects to it. But the only reason I'm able to do this while I'm working for the first 20 years of my career, I was in a different vehicle doing a little different. I was in and out a lot more, and I wasn't able to put the radio in the little vehicles I was driving then. But I've got a lot more freedom. I'm in a bigger vehicle, and I'm driving a lot more between stops. So I can get on the radio during the day a lot more now.
I got a detachable face. It's a Yaesu, I think it's a 7800R. And the technology, it has come a good long way in making things more compact and just as powerful. So it makes the older radios possibly cheaper to get a hold of, but I'll agree that being able to take something and make it smaller, more capable, is in the hobby is just incredible.
That's for sure. But like I said, you kind of got to keep up on it. Unless you have one of those brains that works that way anyway, which mine doesn't. Mine's not real techie. I'm more hands-on. I can get it eventually, but it takes me a little while.
I can wrap my head around most of what's going on, but I'm more mechanical. 2 year in maintenance, but I do wastewater work for now.
Rewa?
Nah, just the city of Greenville, but Rewa definitely has a massive operation, and I don't know, maybe one day I'll see what they got, but for right now, for what I do, less stress at work just seems to be better.
It's the first thing everybody thinks of when they say wastewater is them, but I know there's a few other municipalities around, I guess. There was something going on about them trying to be all added in under one or something last year sometime.
Ain't heard of that one. I've been with the wastewater division for the city of Greenville since November, and working for the city is neat and has its rewards, and the job is relatively simple, but in wastewater in and of itself, there is a good bit of tech, too.
I'm sure everything we do now is attached to some sort of computerization. So, anyway, Jeff, I'm about at my next delivery point, so I'm going to go ahead and clear with you. Nice to meet you. Hope you have a good day, and hope to talk to you again. KO4EEE from N4ZLK.
ZLK, if I can remember these calls, get used to remembering these call signs. KO4EEE. I'll be monitoring, so I'll be around a little bit. I'm getting ready to head out of Greenville on my way to Seneca, so I'll be around.
Have a safe trip. N4, is that okay?
73s, KO4EEE.
T-Mobile.
EEE, and I'm still terrible with call signs, so name's Jeff. Good morning. I'm doing all right. Run around doing a bunch of stuff on my day off.
The days have been my days off, that's for sure.
Any ADHD in the long list of things to do, sometimes getting stuff done is a little difficult.
ADHD thing, I got that too.
Yeah, I think we all have a little bit of that, at least in the ham world. We enjoy things. Once we fix on something and latch real good to it, it's hard to get us away from it, though. I think of it as like more of a superpower than anything.
Hey, for sure. The ADHD thing, I got that pretty bad. It works against me, but it works with me or for me every bit as much as it works against me. Probably more so for me than against me. I got to admit that.
Next on building cars before, and I've seen the sun come up the next morning, taking a 3-hour nap, and just kept on rocking. They're like, how do you do that? It's the ADHD, man. I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. It just happens.
Before, I had an engine that I rebuilt around the 4th of July week, week before the 4th of July, and I think I spent 2 weeks working on that engine project. I logged 60 hours of work and 50 hours of engine building each week, 2 weeks in a row. That was 110 hours that I was actively working on stuff. And the other part of that week there, I can't remember how many hours there is, 140 or 160 something hours a week. I'm not exactly certain. That other wee little bit of time there was driving, eating, and sleeping all combined. But I absolutely hardly slept at all that week. That was last summer, the one we just had.
We also have this attention to detail sometimes. That's another neat thing.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of OCD goes along with that ADHD, I'm telling you.
Like we can't get enough of something once we get fixed on it. Like, there's so many ideas floating around. Someone asked me, what's ADHD like? And I said, take a computer, open up about every window you can, and just run it. I said, there's all kinds of thoughts on the back burner working through that I can't help. They're just there.
Energy to get it all done, but the limitation there is the focus, because you might have all the windows open at the same time, but you can't do absolutely everything. You can do about half of it.
So, where are you headed today?
Right now I'm headed down to Hodges. I'm in Piedmont right now. I'm headed down to Hodges. From there, headed down to Columbia. From Columbia, headed back up to Salem, which is in Oconee County. And then back to Jacobsville and back home, and then calling Bennett tonight.
Driving. I'm doing some errands today. I got a whole bunch of stuff to do. I got, we'll call it family matters that need to be handled. So, thought about everything and how I was going to do it and rounded it all up, and it's go time to get it all done. So I'm getting close to Easley, so 7-3, sometimes it's hard to keep this repeater when I get into Easley.
Call me, give me a second.
4EEE, I'll be clear, I'm probably reaching the end of my limits on reaching the repeater. 7-3 to everybody monitoring.